Music. And the influence of music, it is very powerful influence upon the human mind, upon the minds of animals also, and plants as well. You will notice that if you play the lovely music in the presence of the plants, they do better. If there are harsh and nasty sounds, the plants will shudder from them. Because the whole universe is based in the subtle realms of sound. Sound has different dimensions. Sound is silence. Sound is light. Sound is subtle and sound is crude. In the dimensions of sound, when the sound resonates with the subtle realms of the human mind, it influences the status of the mind, and the brain waves adjust accordingly. So, if the cat is purring, the purr resonates frequency-wise with the certain brain waves in the human brain. So the sound brings a resonance that causes the mind to shift and the brain waves to change. Repetition is good, but repetition alone does not cause the subtle trance state of the mind. The sound must be tonally correct in frequency. So many of the minor notes have more impact upon the mind. And you will notice that much spiritual music uses these subtle shifts in the tone of the music, because then the effect on the mind is more. So you cannot just sing any tune and it will expect it to have the same effect because you are repeating it. Because if it does not have the proper frequency, it will not elicit the response. Just as the cat purr elicits because it resonates with the frequency of the alpha waves in the brain. So it suppresses the beta waves and increases alpha waves. Not because it is repetitive, though that is part of it lasting, but because of the frequency of the sound. The cat gets into a state that is very happy, content, and peaceful. And therefore, the sound they're making reflects their mental state. And then that sound can affect the mental state of the person. Likewise, in any type of music, sound is put together in a harmonious way, usually in a harmonious way, and then it impacts the minds of people. So people feel different types of feelings depending on the type of sound. Much rock and roll is also repetitive. So the science of mantra and chanting is the science of how to awaken subtle realms of consciousness through sound. Not only external sound, but internal sound. In the Christian tradition, they say, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God. In the Indian tradition, they say, Om is the subtle sound of the whole universe in operation. So you may not hear that subtle sound, but the subtlest sound has no sound. It is the sound of silence. It is the sound of deep and prophetic peace. It is considered a sound. Light and sound become mixed at a different stratum of sound, where sound is so subtle that the difference between light and sound dissolves. But it has not yet reached the sound of silence, the deep peace beyond thought, beyond understanding. And the internal sound can drive you mad with this thought and this worry and that worry. Or it can be a repetitive, subtle sound that brings the mind deep and deeper. All of this is the science of sound. So indeed, when using mantra or affecting the mind, the sounds are repetitive. But it is not just that they are repetitive. It is the frequency of the sound. All right?